Good evening, Grace. I invite you to stand as we worship the Lord together. Amen. Merry Christmas, Grace. It is good to be able to gather together to praise the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I want to read to you from the book of Luke, chapter 2, starting in verse 8. It says this, "And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And that just, it struck me. I've been thinking about it as we've been preparing for this evening. And I was thinking about, really, the call for us is the same as the shepherds. The angel said, hey, here's what happened. Jesus was born. Like, he's the Savior. He's the Lord. And their response was, let's go check it out. And after they had seen him and knew that what they heard was true, they left and they were praising God. They were glorifying him. I imagine they were singing whatever Christmas songs they had then. I don't know what they sounded like or what the music that went with them. But I think our call is the same. And my hope when we gather together on Christmas Eve is not only that we'll sing songs that we know and enjoy one another's company and know that God is with us, but my hope is that we worship the Most High God and his son Jesus, who he sent as a baby so that we could know our Father. And maybe you're like, I don't know how to do that. Well, I think the Lord will lead us and the Lord will guide us. We're going to continue to sing what's true, and we're going to sing about Jesus and who he is and what he's done. But I think that when we turn our hearts to the Lord, he responds to us. And so I'm going to pray that he'd help us, and then we are going to worship. We're going to glorify God. We're going to praise him for what he's done, praise him for who he is, and celebrate Jesus. So you're welcome to sing along at the top of your lungs. You're welcome to listen, to reflect, to kind of ponder the things in your heart. All of those are fair play this evening, and we'll hope and expect and believe that the God of the universe will meet with us. He's Emmanuel, God with us. So join me in praying. God, we thank you that you're with us, and we thank you that you made a way through your son Jesus that we could know you. And so we pray that you would allow us to know your presence and your goodness as we celebrate Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, God with us. Lead us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Long before even you knew my grace. The bravest son of Mary. Come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ.
God, you are Emmanuel, God with us. And we thank you that you're here and that you're moving. We pray that you draw our hearts to what's true and what's good. And God, we thank you for Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the wonderful counselor, the Prince of Peace, the mighty God, the one who sits on the throne. We give him glory and honor and praise. It's in his mighty name we pray. Amen. You can go ahead and take a seat.
Morning. Thank you.
Nobody like it.
Nobody like
Amen.
Him.
Amen. Nobody like him. Amen. Fascinating thing about Christmas and about everything we sang about is it's not just for you. It's not just for your benefit. But the scriptures say that you are Christ's ambassadors. That God is making his appeal to the world through you. So if, as we sing the songs, as we celebrate Christmas, if it makes sense to you, if you understand the story, if Jesus is your Lord and Savior, it's so that you will proclaim that truth to the world. For a long time, long before I was the lead pastor here, when Meg and I were just parishioners here, at the end of the service, they would all do the candle lighting. And there's two things I love about the singing of Silent Night. I love to hear your voices when we sing, but I love the picture of the flame moving and the multiplication effect of the flame. So I'm going to light my candle. We're going to play for a minute to give the flame time, but I just want you to see what happens when we share the good news and how within literally a minute, few minutes, the room is full and everyone's candle is lit. It's just a picture of us as Christ's ambassadors. So if you guys want to play, we'll get the candles going. If you have a lighter, please keep it in your pocket. Lord, we thank you for the gift of Jesus. We thank you that we are privileged to be in this room, to sing together, to light candles, to proclaim the truth. Pray that we be good stewards with the message of truth. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Merry Christmas to you. May you have a blessed time this evening with your family. I want to remind you that we got two services next Sunday, 9 and 11. We would love to see you. God bless you. Thank you.